Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
You appear to have learned nothing from this pandemic. Will you today finally take some responsibility for funding gain-of-function research in Wuhan?
According to the framework and guidelines...
So what you're doing is defining away gain-of-function. No. You're simply saying it doesn't exist because you changed the definition on the NIH website.
It's not safe for Bikini Bottom anymore.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
What went wrong?
What went wrong is just stupid wokeness. It's just really have a suppressive effect all across the country. The Democrats, some of these people need to go to a woke detox center or something.
An intervention?
No, this is not some made-up political thing. This has nothing to do with politics. It has nothing to do with ideology or shouldn't. This is about mathematics.
Well, formulas are my formula. Formula.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Yes, this is the Howie Carr Show. My name is Howie Carr. But sometimes I like to assume a different identity. At least for a little time, you know. So today, you know, in honor of Meghan Markle, former commoner, former victim of racism from the royal family, now cold calling United States senators and asking them to vote for the welfare $1 trillion giveaway. She identifies herself as the Duchess of Sussex. Or should I say the Duchess of Sussex? So I am now going to be known for this next couple of minutes anyway, or this next segment, as the Duke of Earl. I am the Duke of Earl. If she's the Duchess of Sussex, we can all be whatever we want. You could be Count Basie or Duke Ellington or King Kong. Anybody you want to be. 844-500-4242. We're going to have Jim Jordan, congressman from Ohio, at the bottom of the hour. That should be fun. I don't think I've ever talked to him before on the show, but it's great to have him on. But at first, I wanted to talk a little bit about this was something that the Earl of Duke was widely anticipating for the last couple of days, and that was the latest rematch between Saint Anthony Fauci and Dr. Rand Paul. And they didn't even get into the Beagles, I don't think, but they got into gain of function. And we got some stories on the Beagles. Glenn Grunwald had a fantastic piece on Substack about how the Washington Post, which used to love this group called White Coat, which busted Fauci on the Beagle torturing. They used to think that White Coat was one of the great, great public interest groups of all time. But then when they went after Fauci, now they want to bust him as a QAnon, Proud Boys, Oath Keepers, domestic terrorist, white nationalist front group. It's classic stuff. Classic stuff. But anyway, here was Rand Paul, the senator, with Fauci today. And what's amazing about this is the first time I've ever seen Fauci take the heat. I mean, he's so sanctimonious, so smug. You know, he's been on the public payroll since Lyndon Johnson was president. That's how long. And he didn't get on until he got out of medical school. That's how old he is. And today, though, his voice actually, I think, cracked a little bit when Rand Paul was going at him, and he has no defense at this point. He doesn't. He's busted. And you know, he has the right to, you know, like a defendant in a preliminary arraignment or hearing, He has what? How do you plead? Not guilty, Your Honor. But nobody believes it. Nobody, just like no one believes a defendant when he says not guilty. Nobody believes Dr. Fauci anymore, except of course for the Washington Post and the New York Times and a few idiots who believe the Washington Post and the New York Times. Anyway, this is cut one today. Rand Paul with Senator Paul starting out with Fauci. Cut one.
According to the framework and guidelines.
So what you're doing is defining away gain of function. No. You're simply saying it doesn't exist because you changed the definition on the NIH website. This is terrible, and you're completely trying to escape the idea that we should do something about trying to prevent a pandemic from leaking from a lab. There's the preponderance of evidence now points towards this coming from the lab, and what you've done is changed the definition on your website to try to cover your ass, basically. That's what you've done. You've changed the website to try to have a new definition that doesn't include the risky research that's going on.
I hadn't even heard that cut. When Fauci is agreeing with him. Yes, we changed the definition. Right. We changed the definition on the website. Really? Okay. I think if this were a criminal trial and you were altering evidence, you could be charged with obstruction of justice. I understand this is not a criminal proceeding, but it is the court of public opinion. Cut two.
Issued the current policy.
And coincidentally, the definition appeared on the same day the NIH said that, yes, there was a gain of function in Wuhan. The same day the definition appeared, the new definition, to try to define away what's going on in Wuhan. Until you accept it, until you accept responsibility, we're not going to get anywhere close to trying to prevent another lab leak of this dangerous sort of experiment. You won't admit that it's dangerous, and for that lack of judgment, I think it's time that you resign.
Thank you, Senator Paul.
Now it's a 12-step program. You've got a problem and you won't accept responsibility for the problem. The first step in solving this problem is for you to admit you have a problem, doctor. And then you can resign, and then you have to apologize to four people that you have harmed. Cut three.
You appear to have learned nothing from this pandemic. Will you today finally take some responsibility for funding gain-of-function research in Wuhan?
Here it is.
Senator, with all due respect, I disagree with so many of the things that you've said. Gain-of-function is a very nebulous term. We have spent, not us, but outside bodies, a considerable amount of effort to give a more precise definition to the type of research that is of concern that might lead to a dangerous situation. You are aware of that. That is called P3CO.
We're aware that you deleted gain of function from the NIH website.
Well, I can get back to that in a moment if we have time.
And I plan to make sure I'm going to filibuster so we don't have time to get back to that. I'm going to stick to a new term that nobody's ever heard of before, and I'm going to rely on that to confuse the issue. And the term is P3CO. And gain of function, it may have been a nebulous term months ago, but I think we all know now, generally speaking, what it means. It means you're supersizing a virus. You're putting a virus on steroids. And the fact that his voice is cracking there, and he talking about the nebulous terms. I mean, these are one of these last refuges of a scoundrel. Oh, it's hard to define. 844-500-4242 is using another term from the 12-step. Fauci has to hit rock bottom first. I'd say 5 million people dead is pretty close to rock bottom, with a virus that probably was created with U.S. taxpayer dollars that were approved through him through a cutout through some English guy who then defended him after the thing got out of the lab or was released from the lab, whatever the hell happened. How much more does he have to, how much further closer to the bottom does he have to get? 603, why is Fauci dragging C-3PO into this? You know, I hadn't thought of it's what did he say? P3CO. It's the same. Is this guy, is this, you know, from the next Star Wars movie? Is this guy walking around with Luke Skywalker? 844-500-4242. All right.
I'm going to regret this.
Put one last one here. Cut four.
But let's get back to the operating framework and guide rails of which we operate under. And you have ignored them. The guidelines are very, very clear that you have to be dealing with a pathogen that clearly is shown and very likely to be highly transmissible in an uncontrollable way in humans and to have a high degree of morbidity and mortality, and that you do experiments to enhance that, hence the word EPPP, enhanced pathogens of potential.
So when EcoHealth
pandemic.
Alliance took the virus, SHC-014, and combined it with WIV-1 and caused a recombinant virus that doesn't exist in nature, and it made mice sicker, mice that had humanized cells, you're saying that that's not gain-of-function research?
I'm confused. Now, which is a more deadly strain, EPPP or P3CO? Or CPO3, or PPPE. Okay, all right, we'll get back to this in a moment. Now more than ever, there are so many reasons to be a grateful nation, and in large part, we have our military and our veterans to thank for our liberties and freedoms. National Wreaths Across America Day is Saturday, December 18th. You can join in the mission to remember our fallen heroes, honor those who currently serve and their families, and get the opportunity to teach younger generations the value of their freedoms. A $15 donation to Wreaths Across America sponsors a fresh, handmade balsam fir wreath from Maine with a single red bow. The veterans' wreaths have become a gift of America's respect. The circular wreath made with 10 balsam bouquets is a catalyst for unity, healing, and an expression of gratitude. That's what started with America's most hallowed ground at Arlington National Cemetery has grown to ceremonies at close to 3,000 participating locations across the country and overseas. Please sponsor a veteran's wreath today and show your appreciation for our veterans. Go to wreathsacrossamerica.org. That's wreathsacrossamerica.org. Please donate now. I'm Howie Carr.
He only steals from the very best.
The 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, "I'm from the government and I'm here to help."
Howie Carr returns after this.
Badges. We ain't got no badges. We don't need no badges. I don't have to show you any stinking badges.
Howie Carr is back.
Medicare plans don't have to be so confusing. Get a free, no-obligation Medicare plan review. Call our friends at CBU Advantage at 800-267-6500. That's 800-267-6500. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will Kyle Rittenhouse be acquitted?
I think he will be. He should be acquitted, for sure.
Now only 69% say he'll be acquitted.
Really? Did some news come out in the last hour that I haven't noticed yet? The judge seems to be really on his side, and all this new evidence that the FBI somehow forgot. It's funny how the FBI always forgets evidence or loses evidence that exonerates any kind of American out there. 844-500-4242. Tim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tim.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
So I was curious if Biden's got a mandate for companies with over 100 personnel working there. Are we mandating these vaccines for the homeless and homeless shelters?
How about the illegal aliens? How about if you're on welfare? Do you have to get a vaccination to keep getting your, basically $1,000 a week? That's what it amounts to in most states nowadays, all the welfare that you get. Why don't all these groups have to get the vaccine if you and I have to get the vaccine?
Yeah, great questions. Nobody's answering them.
No, nobody is answering them. Maybe I'll ask Jim Jordan that in the next segment. I know he's going to. I mean, they don't have power. They'd love to. I mean, I don't think they want to impose the vaccination on everybody. They just like to lift the imposition of the mandates on the people who actually make the country run. And it's obvious why the new mandate doesn't go into effect until January 4th. They want to get through Christmas. They already have a shortage of workers. When they push through the mandate, there's going to be fewer workers. And a lot of companies, I mean, let's face it, they're going to choose the path of least resistance. And the path of least resistance is to get under 100 workers. Everybody always operates. That's human nature. Dan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dan. Oh, lost Dan. Pete, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Pete.
Hey, Howie, thanks for putting me on. Hey, look at Fauci's strategy now. He's totally changed. Now he's coming out with he's throwing the medical terms at you with all this stuff here. And Rand Paul is he's obviously smart enough to be able to handle it. Now all these medical terms, people, the masses, the peasants are all going to say, well, I don't understand any of that. Geez, that could be true.
Do you think so? I mean, Pete, I disagree. I think a year ago they might have said, well, you know, Dr. Fauci, well, he must be telling the truth. Who's believing Dr. Fauci at this point? I would love to see a legitimate poll question of him. You know, they even do it for Biden, favorable, unfavorable. Have you seen a poll with his favorable and unfavorable numbers? He's got to be underwater at this point, doesn't he?
Howie, Elizabeth Warren gets 70% of the vote in Massachusetts. Trust me, people are that dumb. And they will.
That's Massachusetts. Pete, that's Massachusetts. And remember, too, she finished third in the Democrat primary for president last year. You know, there's a limit, even in Massachusetts, to the amount of BS. But I agree. You know, there's the old saying, you know, if you don't have the facts, try to dazzle them with BS. I mean, that's what he was doing today. All those technical terms he was throwing out there. But you can tell that he's a lot more nervous than he used to be. I mean, again, he's not dealing here with Jake Tapper or some other Democrat operative like Chuck Todd or George Stephanopoulos. He's dealing with a real person and a physician on top of that. So he's not going to, but he's not confident anymore in his ability to dazzle us with BS. Thanks for the call, Pete. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
Howie, it's interesting listening to Fauci say that EPP is a word. I don't think EPP is a word.
I thought there were four P's in there.
I thought I heard three, but either way, I don't think that's a word. But I don't know about you, Howie. My life has been turned upside down, and I'm sure a few others since this virus came out.
I totally agree.
Dr. Fauci wanted to experiment with this virus. People really need to find out. Know that this guy wanted to experiment with this virus. He knew about it. He talked about it in October 2019 at the Milken Institute with the other professors, and they were discussing the need for a virus to come out of China to blow the system up.
Too conspiratorial for me, but I'm willing to accept that they paid to create this virus and it somehow got out. But I just can't go that far. I can't take the ultimate step that that they wanted to blow up the entire system. Again, I just say to myself, what's the upside for them to blow up the entire system? But I'm with you. I wrote a column today about urging people in Massachusetts to sign the the TCI petition to stop Charlie Parker's gas tax. And I said, you owe it to him. If he upended your life in any way, whether you couldn't go visit your loved ones or you missed a nice holiday or your kids couldn't go to school, you couldn't go to church, you couldn't play golf for months, you couldn't go to the gym, your favorite restaurant went out of business, you owe it to all of these people to take them out politically if you can. The way Durr down in New Jersey took out the president of the state senate. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
So the caller was right and I was wrong. It was three-piece, E-P-P-P, not E-P-P-P-P. All right. Joining us now on the line is a congressman that we've all been watching on TV the last few years and enjoying him a lot, is Jim Jordan from Ohio, Republican from Ohio. He's got a new book out, or it's going to be out very shortly. You can pre-order it on Amazon or other websites that are more favored by us. The book is titled "Do What You Said You Would Do: Fighting for Freedom in the Swamp." Jim Jordan, it's a pleasure to have you on the show.
It's good to be with you again. And yeah, I loved all the intro stuff, the music, all the things you were saying, and all those comments about us deplorables here in this great country. I mean, I thought it was great. So good to be with you again.
Oh, thank you. Listen, I got the first question before we get into your book. I got to ask you what happened in New Jersey on Tuesday night. I mean, that was as outrageous to me as what happened in Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona. I mean, they were double counting absentee ballots in these Democrat areas. Patterson, which was sending aldermen to jail just last year over voter fraud and Democrat primaries, was messing around again. Why isn't there more outrage on Capitol Hill?
Yeah, well, I think part of it is because we were pleased by what happened in Virginia, the closeness of the election in New Jersey. So I hadn't followed all the things you just pointed out as closely. We were all pumped that, you know, moms and dads said, hey, you think you're more important than we as parents? We don't think so, and we're going to vote that way, both in Virginia and New Jersey. But I hadn't followed some of the concerns you just raised there. But if those happen, they need to be looked into for sure.
Yeah, I hope somebody looks into it. I hate to see him get away with this. You know, this guy Murphy he's from Massachusetts originally, so that explains a lot of his problems.
Yeah, remember when he said he was asked a question, and it was a constitutional question about the First Amendment, and he said he's the governor of the 10th largest state in the country or tonight, whatever. Right. It's one of our big states, and he says, well, that question's above my pay grade. I'm like, dude, you're the chief executive of one of our biggest states, and the Constitution principles are above your pay grade. What are you talking about? So, yeah, I haven't been too impressed with this guy from the get-go. Yeah.
He went, as if being from Massachusetts wasn't bad enough, he went to Harvard, too. And he was a high school classmate of Charlie Baker, the governor of Massachusetts, who I'm sure you're a big fan of, just like former President Trump is. But anyway, it's great. It's great. It's tell us about your book. It comes out November 23rd, and it looks like it's already selling very well on Amazon.
Yeah, it's doing great. I think your listeners will enjoy the read. I take them behind the scenes. You know, we talk about how the Freedom Caucus was formed when we decided to make a change in the speaker and force John Boehner out, and then a lot of the investigation. You know, I had the privilege of, because of my committee assignments, I'm on the Judiciary Committee Oversight Committee. I've always seemed to be in the middle of these when the IRS targeted folks like your listeners. Went after conservatives around the country. That investigation, of course, the Benghazi Select Committee I was on, and then a lot of time on the impeachment when the Democrats, with their whole Russia hoax and Ukraine and all this stuff, tried to impeach President Trump. And we give the readers I give them a behind the scenes look, and I will tell you how I wrote every word of it. I'm old. The old yellow legal pad comes out, and I write it out longhand, and that's how we do it. But I think they'll like it, and we spend a lot of time. I spend a lot of time talking about President Trump because
is he going to run again?
They said they would do this.
That's what everybody asked me. That's what everybody asked you, I'm sure. What is he going to run again? What's your feeling right now?
I would bet my house on it. My wife would do the same because we feel fortunate. We've had the privilege to get to know President Trump. He's an amazing individual. I wish every American could meet him because when you do, you cannot help but like it. There's an energy about this guy, a love for our law enforcement, our veterans, our military. I mean, he's just a great guy. So I'm convinced he hasn't announced it. It's not official, of course. But I'm convinced he's going to do it. And that's what we need because he proved he could stand up to this town. He got more done than what he said he would do with every Democrat against him, everyone in the mainstream press against him, all the bureaucracy against him, and a bunch of Republicans against him, and still did more what he said than any president in our lifetime.
You know, but it seems like since the Virginia election, the conventional wisdom is, well, the one reason the Republicans swept in the suburbs again, even in Northern Virginia pretty much, or much more than they did last year, is because Trump wasn't on the ticket, and that someone like a DeSantis would do a lot, even a DeSantis would do a lot better than Trump. I mean, I'm just telling you, that's what they're saying. Do you agree with that analysis?
Not at all. President Trump's the leader of our party. You saw the turnout all across the state of Virginia, downstate Virginia. I mean, it was unbelievable turnout. Those are Trump voters coming out to vote for Youngkin as well. And frankly, I want someone who's proven that they can take the heat. They can stand up to what this town does if you're conservative and if you're fighting for the things the voters and the American people actually want you to fight for. And President Trump has proven he can do it. Now, so has Ron DeSantis. And if President Trump doesn't run, then Ron would be a great guy. There was nine of us who formed the Freedom Caucus 6 years ago. And Ron was one of the original nine. So I have nothing but great things to say about Ron. He's proven he'll stand up to him as well. But I want President Trump to run. I've already said I'm for him. That's our best candidate. And I want him to be president again and do what he did the first four terms or 4 years that he was in there.
We're talking to Jim Jordan, the congressman from Ohio. He's got a new book out. You can order it now. Do What You Said You Would Do, Fighting for Freedom in the Swamp. Correct me if I'm wrong, Congressman, but didn't you make a run for the House Minority Leader's job?
Yeah, I did a couple of years ago. But
I'm not trying to embarrass you or anything. I'm just are you going to make another run for it, or are you going to let McCarthy have it if the Republicans take over?
I'm not. Look, over the last year, how every single liberty we enjoy as Americans under the First Amendment, every single one, your right to practice your faith, the right to assemble, right to petition your government, freedom of press, freedom of speech, everyone's been assaulted. If we take back the majority, Lord willing, I'll have the privilege of chairing the House Judiciary Committee, which is supposed to be the committee that protects your rights, that protects the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and your First Amendment liberty. And so that's the responsibility I want to have, and it's also the committee that can do the investigations that need to be done. I mean, think about it. There are thousands of people in this country whose tax returns mysteriously got released by the IRS. How did that happen? There's the whole Hunter Biden story that got squelched in the run-up to last fall's presidential election, and we were told it was misinformation when it turned out everything we thought was actually true, not to mention the Russia investigation, everything else. So there's investigations that need to be done. Dr. Fauci, we need to find out about Dr. Fauci and Peter Daszak and all this stuff with where this virus started and how did it start. So those are the things that get done in the Judiciary Committee and others. That's what I want to focus on doing.
Did you notice his voice cracking today when he was talking to Rand Paul a little bit? Do you think he's finally overcome with some remorse, which none of us ever thought he would suffer from?
January 31st, 2020, 10:32 p.m., Dr. Fauci gets an email. This is right at the start of this stuff. Gets an email from Dr. Christian Anderson, one of the virologists who got your tax dollar, your listeners' tax dollars, in the form of a grant, was doing this kind of research all over the world. Dr. Anderson sends that email to Dr. Fauci. In the email, he says, virus looks engineered, virus not consistent with evolutionary theory. That is a fancy way of saying this thing came from a lab. So Dr. Fauci was on notice from day one where this thing likely started, and yet what did he do? Misled the American people for over a year. And now we're finally putting it all together, getting the facts, and suddenly he looks a little embarrassed, and he should be embarrassed, because I think he misled us on purpose.
What's the point of, and again, he probably doesn't have the right to do this, Biden, with these OSHA regulations for vaccine mandates on companies with over 100 people or federal contractors. Why, if he's serious, would he wait until January 4th to impose the mandate? I mean, doesn't that just give the lie to the whole process?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, but these guys, it's not about doing what's best for the country. Look at the first 10 months. What have they done that's worked out well? Everything's been a disaster. So it's not about that. It's about power. It's about control. It's about the left and their crazy ideology, what they're trying to do to the country. So it's scary, but the American people see through it all. I mean, the poll last week, it was 71% of the country, 71% of our fellow citizens think the country's on the wrong track. I think the real question is, who are the 29%? Who are the 29% who think things are going well? So this is the Biden administration. They have not done one thing right. Look at the border. Look at energy. Look at crime in urban areas going up in every major urban area in this country. Look at inflation, the cost of goods. We went from stable pricing to, what, $3.50 gas, $5 gas in California, soon to be $8 if Democrats get their way. So, yeah, they haven't done anything right, but that doesn't seem to stop them, as evidenced by the fact they're still going to try to pass this trillion-dollar, several trillion-dollar monstrosity of a bill that they're working on putting together.
What's your guess on whether they're going to succeed or not?
You know, I'm cautiously optimistic because remember four different dates Pelosi said four different times she said this is the day we're going to pass, and she's 0-4. And twice she summoned the President of the United States to Capitol Hill to close the deal, and he's 0-2. So they're 0-6. Is this going to be the week? I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if they go 0-7 this week, and we don't get this thing done. So I hope that's the case, because this bill is so bad, not just the spending levels, but the policy, the tax increases on American families, the stupid energy stuff that they put in there that's going to drive up the cost of energy even more. So let's hope they don't get it done.
They were they were after Manchin again today, and they were screaming at him, "I want to live." What the hell does that mean? I want to live. They're going to die if they have to get a job. I don't understand this.
Yeah, I don't either. I mean, I was talking to a group the other day, and I said, "I think when you pay people not to work, you shouldn't be surprised when you can't find workers. When you defund the police, you shouldn't be surprised when you get more crime. When you tell people they can't be evicted, you shouldn't be surprised when they quit paying rent." I mean, this is what stupid left policies give us, and yet then I guess it also gives us a stupid chance, like you just said they were saying. So that's, again, that's today's left. I can't understand them.
Is Marysville in your district?
It sure is.
Well, I got a text. We have listeners from all over. Well done. Love my congressman, a man with testicular fortitude from Marysville.
It's a great town. It's the fastest growing county in our great state. Honda of America's headquartered there, in addition to Scott's Lawn Care, so it's a great place.
I got to ask you this. This is not a serious question, but why don't you ever wear a coat?
Well, I don't know. I just got habit, but I don't know. There was a hearing some time years ago when I'm sitting there, and the witness was just one of these people who wasn't being square with the American people, and I was fired up to get him. And so it's tough to do that in a jacket. You got to take the jacket off if you're gonna bring the diesel, as we say in wrestling. If you're gonna bring it and try to get him, pin him down, and cross examine him the way you're supposed to, I think, in this business. So then it sort of I got tired of wearing it around. And plus, this town in the summertime, you're sweating like crazy. So it's not like you up there in the great Northeast.
Well, as long as you don't go back to a bow tie the way Tucker Carlson used to wear.
When I first got to know him, Jim Jordan, when I first got to know Jim, I said, never wears a jacket.
I never heard that cut from President Trump. I guess great minds think alike.
He's such a good guy. He was of course fired up Tuesday too, because we had a big win in Ohio in a special congressional district.
Right.
The guy that the president had endorsed, and so it was I talked
Kerry.
To him a couple times Tuesday. Yeah, Mike Kerry, great guy. It was fun.
Yeah. All right.
And you got all the good clips. You got that, and your lead in music was great. Jesus, they gotta come on the show more often.
Well, come on anytime. And we didn't even get a chance to ask you about the latest arrest in the Russian collusion hoax. Did you check out the New York Times?
Fiona Hill put these people together. Yeah, Fiona Hill put these people together. You know, she was one of their star witnesses during the first impeachment crazy stuff. So it's interesting. It's funny you say that. I got the indictment in my hand. I was reading it between votes on the floor. It's a 39-page indictment. I'm reading it now.
Read the New York Times story. I'm going to read it after this break here. The New York Times story, this is the first time they get into the lead one and two paragraphs that it's all BS. It's the first time they've ever admitted it that high in the story, that it's all nonsense.
Well,
so when are they giving back their Pulitzer Prize?
That's what I was just getting ready to say. You beat me to the joke. I'm saying that, well, that's because they had to win the Pulitzer first. They had to get that first. Now the truth comes out.
All right, Jim Jordan, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. Make sure we have your number so you can come back on the show again anytime. That's good. Thank you. Jim Jordan, the congressman from Marysville, Ohio, and other fine cities in the Buckeye State. The title of his new book is Do What You Said You Would Do, Fighting for Freedom in the Swamp. It's now available at Amazon and other great booksellers. To all my listeners with an IRA or 401k, this is an urgent warning. Our federal debt is now over $28 trillion. What our government is not telling you is that the Fed is running out of ways to fight this growing burden. Inflation and tax hikes are their only way out. So if you have $50,000 or more in your retirement savings, your money could be at risk. That's why I protect my life savings with physical gold and silver. And now you can too. Learn how you can protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to get your free precious metals IRA guide and find out how you can get paid to protect your retirement. That's right, goldco.com/Howie Carr, and the IRA experts at Goldco will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. That's why Goldco is the only company I trust to protect my wealth. So, what are you waiting for? Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr. The experts at Goldco have helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver in their retirement savings to protect against inflation and tax hikes. They helped me, and now they can help you too. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie will be right back after a quick trip to the Redemption Center. He's always been a role model to the Jimmy Olsons in the city room.
This is a dog's life, kid. Keep out of it.
Yeah, but you get around and you see things.
Oh, you see things. I guess you believe all you hear on the radio. Huh?
He's Howie Carr.
Never wears a jacket. What the hell's going on? He's obviously very proud of his body. And they say where he works out, you know, with the congressmen, senators, they work out. They say when Jim works out, even though he's not as young as he was, but he works out, the machine starts burning down. You know, it's just a different form of a workout than us. Right, Sonny?
He's a wrestler, right? That's what I think he wrestled in college. I think he was maybe a wrestling coach as well. He's a Buckeye, Ohio State. 844-500-4242. We'll take a couple of calls here. I'll read you that New York Times story about the latest Durham indictment. And I know it's going to shock a lot of you out there, but one of the people who's involved in this indictment, who's mentioned, not by name, but he's already been identified, he's from Massachusetts. Yeah. Went to UMass Amherst.
I'm shocked.
And the Kennedy School of Government, also known as Camelot High, where they teach you how to lose elections. Yep. His name is Dolan. We'll talk more about him and this indictment and the way the New York Times is covering it, which I think is quite hilarious. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
You know, Jim Jordan, jacket or no jacket, what a great interview, Howie. Thank you so much, man.
That was fun.
I could just listen to it. It really was. And the thing that struck me the most, the 29%, when they did the survey and 71% do not approve of and he said, what are those 29%?
That's what Grace and I were talking about yesterday with the vote to defund the police in Minneapolis. They're saying, oh, it was a landslide. 56-44 voted no against defunding the police. Can you imagine 44% of any group of people anywhere voting to defund the police? I mean, how crazy is that, David?
How does it translate? What goes in their ears, and how does it mess around in their brain and come out? To talk to these people, it is just, they are zombies, like that little blip you have, and he says, like Democrats or something, you know?
I mean, if you want to defund the police, I would say you've got to be a pretty ardent supporter of the Second Amendment, right? Because how are you going to defend yourself? What are you just going to say? Oh, I support critical race theory. You know, I believe in the Communist Manifesto. You know, I support open borders. 450,000. No, it should be 4.5 million for every illegal alien gangbanger that crosses the Rio Grande. I mean, do you think that's going to save you? Thanks for the call, David. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.